Insulinomas are rare but potentially malignant tumors. The only sure sign of malignancy are metastases present at diagnosis. Long-term survival of patients with malignant insulinoma was poor. However, newly available agents and approaches are reassuring. Nonetheless, it is important to distinguish between benign and malignant insulinomas early, as well as follow the non-functioning PNETs and plan the appropriate treatment and follow-up. From the biochemical aspect, important initial parameters include 2- to 3-fold higher insulin, proinsulin, and C-peptide levels, early onset hypoglycemia during the 72-hour fasting test, high chromogranin A, and from the clinical aspect, earlier recognition of neuroglycopenic symptoms, and from the pathohistological standpoint, tumor size exceeding 3 centimeters and higher tumor grade, G2 or G3. Molecular genetics advances are still insufficient in adding to the individualization of treatment and prognosis, but alpha internexin and chromosomal instability, where available, might add to early recognition of malignancy.